a wound, that's a sechonos nefoshes. For this, you're not allowed to be healed by a goy. Mashmu, though, any type of a maka that's external, then it's permissible, then it's okay. And maybe the svar is, you will watch, will be able to see what the doctor is doing, so not afraid he'll come to kill you. So maka shachrit lost the maka shachalal ain't the sovereign him. One says, my benai, what's the difference? The chur, both of them, is it's kind of precocious. Like Rashi says, my benai, what's the difference? He, they're both the same thing. The akaimlu, we hold the gemur and yuma, to chol maka shachalal, mechal and olea sa Shabbos. Any internal wound you have, it's a kind of precocious, and you're allowed to be mechal the Shabbos. So they're both saying the same thing. The first gears was, anything could be mechal the Shabbos, and they're also saying the same thing. So my benai, what's the difference? I don't know. In my benayu, so my answer is, ikir benayu, yes, there's a difference. Ikir benayu, gav hayad, the gav haregel. If you have a wound on the back of your hand or the back of your foot, which your wound there is a sechonos nefoshes, if you don't take care of it, that's the difference. According to the second lashon, it's only a makir shachalal that it's also to go to a goy. But if you have a wound on the back of your hand or the back of your regel, even though you could be mechal Shabbos for it, but still, he would hold, you're allowed to go to the guy. Since it's treated externally, we could watch him to see what he's going to do. We're not afraid he'll come to kill you. But according to the first law, you know, anything that's a tzkonos nefoshes, that you could be mechal Shabbos for, you have to stay away from a guy. Here, even though it's an external wound, since it's a tzkonos nefoshes, it's also to go to a doctor, to a guy, to be healed. The Omar of Ada Bamasna, Omar Rav, Gav Hayat, the back of your hand, the gav or regel, the back of your foot, harayin kamaka shechalal, they're considered very dangerous. It's according to fashas, like a wound, an internal wound, and therefore machalin alayhen es a Shabbos. It's permissible to machal Shabbos. It's according to fashas. If you don't treat it, he may die. The suffix, he may die. Therefore, you're allowed to treat it, any type of treatment on Shabbos. That's the two mishnayos over here. Yes. Rashi Machmir writes the first shita that anything that's askonos nefoshes, it's also to go to a goy to be healed from. Omar Rav Zutra Batuvia, Omar Rav, Kol Maka Shetzricha Oimeid Mechal Noleros Hashabbos. Any type of a wound that we have to wait to see what a doctor will decide whether he will live or not. Rashi says Oimeid means Shemusukenus Kolkach is very seriously ill. Shetzorach L'omdo Yim Yichir Yim Yomus. You have to sit down to start thinking, will he make it or not? Because any time you have a doubt whether the person will make it or not, that's enough of a doubt to make us konos nefoshes that you'll have to be mechal Shabbos. It doesn't have to be the doctor says, like, for sure, if you do not treat him, he's going to go. It can only be a doubtful. But as long as we have a doubt that maybe he will not make it, that's enough to be mechal Shabbos. Komaka shetzrich oimid, we have to value, look at it, decide whether they'll make it or not, is right away mechal Shabbos. Omar Rav Shomon Bar Abba, Omar Rav Yechanan, Fahai Ishto Tzamirto, if you have a Ishto Tzamirto, Choyli Chamer says, right, heat, right, fever, Tzamirto Loshen Tzaripa B'chamimus, with the Gemos of Akonis, what, the Tzamro Tzamura, you have what?
I think the rush is malaria,
malu.
It's a
dalad
again, but it's probably
that, that's,
to be.
Yeah. You have a high fever, right? Ha'ish tetzmit, a high fever, kemaka shechalal domi. That's also a proof that there's something wrong internally, and therefore mechal aleh to Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal to Shabbos for this. Now, meheichon maka shechalal. Where does it start a wound that's caused internally that you're allowed to be mechal to Shabbos? Because where's the borderline between external and internal?
Virus.
So Pirish Rav Ami min hasofa ulufnim, from the lips inwards, that's called internally, but from the lips outwards, that's called external. That's the difference. The lips is the dividing point. What's luck of the lips itself? I'm not sure. Now boy Reveleza kichi vishini mai, what's the luck of by the gums and the teeth? Let's say you have a wound on your gums or a wound on your teeth. What's the luck of? One svar is kivan diakushi ninu, since they're very hard, so probably your wound doesn't affect it that much there, so maybe it's not called a sakona. And therefore, kamaka debroi dummy. It's like a wound of outside the body, it's called external. Since it's something very hard, it's not called internal, it's not soft enough to be a sakona. Aduma, maybe no. Still, kivun de gavoi kaimi, since they're inside the lips, they're more inside than the lips are, therefore, kamaka shechalal domi, it's called like an internal womb. There is a sakana. There could be mechal shavas, and that's halacha. Right, yes. Inside, right. Kivun de gavoi, it's inside, it's inner, it's more inside than your lips. Therefore, it's still like a makash chalal dami, and therefore it could be mechal shabbos. Some rabbi and bais says that Tosh Makom will bring you proof. Says alochom ha choishish b'shino. Somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, so oh mash mechoshish. It's only bothering you. It's not a wound. We do not know that you have a wound on your teeth. It's only bothers a little pain there. That's all. You only have pain. So it says ha choishish b'shino. Somebody has a toothache. You have pain there. So therefore, lo yigameya ben esachoymich. You're not going to swallow vinegar. Why? Because nobody takes vinegar unless she has taken it for medicine. That's simply like taking it for medicine. So now I'm going to just drink down vinegar. Mashenkin, if you want to take schnapps, schnapps will be mutter. Because other, even healthy people take schnapps. It's not nikur, it doesn't look like you're doing l'shem refuah. Normal people drink schnapps also. But here, chaim is vinegar, that you don't drink just. Therefore, it goes into medicine. It's called taking refuah, which is also on Shabbos. So the diuk is, choshesh hu deloy. Only if you have only a pain that we do not know you have any wound there, then it's awesome. Hakayiv leituva mashma, it's a big wound, it's a big, very painful. If we know there's a wound there, then shapa dami, then it would be permissible to take medicine. Why? Because it's a sakonas afashis then. So you see, it's still a sakonas afashis. Someone says maybe no, duma maybe tona hechid the kayiv leituva choshes nami korele. Maybe this tana, when he says choshes, you just are afraid. It doesn't only mean you have small pains. Maybe even no matter how big the pains are, even though it's a real wound there, he also calls it a cheshish. He calls the biggest pain you can have a cheshish. And still, maybe it's not considered like a makash shachalal. It's not a sakonas afashis, and it's also to be mechal shabbos. Therefore, you cannot even take medicine. So you have no proof from this Mishnah what will be the lach of a real makah in the teeth. Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says, Reb Yechnon chash b'tzavdina. He had pain, tzavdina in his gums. He had pains there. So what happened was, he had a wound in his teeth. Chash, he has pains in tzavdina. Also, legabo dehi matrilisa. He went to some goyish doctor. He went to a lady guy. Rashi says, we'll soon see the Morris question. Now we'll have to go to her. We'll soon see. But he went to her. Of the Chamisha. So he gave us the medicine on Thursday. Well, Mala Shabbat, he came back again Friday. It was still bothering him. She gave him some more medicine on Friday. Omalei. So now, when Rabbi Yechidin said to her, Lomochomai, what's going to be if I have a pain tomorrow on Shabbos? I cannot come to you tomorrow on Shabbos. I have to give a drosha tomorrow. So tell me what I should do. Give me this medicine. Let me know how I can make up the medicine myself to cure myself. I can't make it to you tomorrow. What should I do tomorrow? So Amulah, she said to him like this, listen, you don't need it. You're well already. Don't bother me. You're okay. You're not going to need it tomorrow. But he said, so what? What's going to be if I wake up tomorrow my pain? I don't trust you. What's going to be if I have pains tomorrow on Shabbos? I can't come to you. The kids, he wanted to know the cure. He wanted to learn from her. How do you cure such pains? Yeah. She said like this, Ishtaboyle, I want you to swear to me, Lemaglis, that you will not tell anybody. If I tell you how to make this medicine, I want you to swear you will not tell anybody. Okay. Ishtaboyle. Right, Rabbi Yechon swore, but he swore like this. He swore to like this. Which means to say, I will not tell Hashem, but people I will tell. So he swore, to Hashem, to the God of Yisrael, I won't tell anybody. So that one was, she told him then the remedy. Tomorrow, when he gave the drush in Shul, he told over this remedy, told the Jews, he told them the drusha, and in the middle of the drusha, he said, no, if anybody has a real strong toothache, instead of taking some booze, instead of just taking some schnapps, I'll give you the real refuah. He told them exactly how to do it. That's my son. So the Marissa question, how could the Jechman do this? He swore to her. How could he go against the Shua? The answer is, I only swore I would not tell Hashem about this. But I'm going to tell the Jewish nation. Okay, so he didn't swear false, but still the Gemara asked the question. The Chorus, she did not understand this way. She thought that you're swearing, you would not tell anybody. So the Chorus, Chil Hashem, when he goes and tells the Papasia. The answer is, the Moran says, Digolele Mikara. He told her this right away. It was right after she told him the remedy. He explained himself to her and said, you should know, I'm now going to tell everybody. And you think I swore to you, I only swore I'm not going to tell my God, but to my people I'll tell. So that's not called the Chil Hashem. Since he explained it to her, so it's not called the Chil Hashem. He said what I did. I didn't do anything wrong. You missed it. And that's it. Smash this will not be called the Chil Hashem. Am we see Kamaka Shechalal Dam, we see that the Chur is called the Maka Shechalal, that he won't take their medicine on Shabbos. You see, he held, if it happens to take a Shabbos, will be Mutter. Screw that's the Raya. Am Rav Nachum Yitzchak Shantz, stop here.
The question is, it's so, how come... Okay,
you were holding that Chof Ches Amar Aleph, again, in the middle of the story with Rav Yochanan. Again, the original question was, if you have a toothache, a Maka, if you have a toothache, is that considered like a makah shachlal or not? Is that considered as konas nefoshes? Is that considered something that it could be mechal Shabbos on or not? So where was the thing approved from Rabbi Yochanan that he once was chash b'savdino? He had, as Rashi says, he means he had a bare toothache. I think Tais says it's like scurfeets on the gums. And he went to this matrinusa. He went to this lady, goyisha doctor, and she made a refuah for him. On Thursday and Friday, and then Shabbos, she gave it over to him how to do the refuah, and Mashmi would do it on Shabbos. So how could he make the refuah on Shabbos as being Mechal Shabbos? So this is the proof that a marker of Tzavdino on the teeth or the gums is considered like an internal wound, and therefore it's permissible to be Mechal Shabbos on it. So Gemara says maybe no. Gemara says, in the fourth line from the big lines, Omar of the Alma, we see Kamaka Shechalal Damya. So we see a Maka on the tooth or the gums is considered like a Sakonas Nefashos, is like an internal wound that you allow to be Mechal Shabbos. So my answer is Omar of Nachman by Yitzchok, Shani Tzavdino. Tzavdino Skurfi is different. Hoyelo Masko Bate. True, it starts in the mouth, but it does not end there. It goes into the intestines. As since it goes further into the body, that's why it's considered like an internal wound, therefore it's permissible to be Mechal Shabbos. But you have no... What?
Is that scurvy?
Right. But you have no proof on just a regular toothache or a regular gum ache. You have no proof. Now the Gemara says, my simnei, what was this simen, what was this refuah that she gave him? So Rami... My simnei, what's the simen, what's the signs, the symptoms... To say that a person has scurvy, he has the sickness. So Rami Midi Ben Kichi, wherever he puts between his teeth, he bites anything, or Maisi Dama Mi Bei Dari, it makes him bleed. By his teeth, he bleeds. That's what Rashi learns, it's a schoila by the teeth, and whatever you put near your teeth makes it bleed. So that's the symptoms that you have scurvy.
Rabbi, you said something before about vinegar.
Mi Mai Hevi, what does it come from? What causes the sickness? Mi Mai Hevi, Samura says, So, mikriri kiriri dechiti. If you eat cold wheat, if you eat wheat in the winter when it's cold, that could cause it. Rosa mechamime chamime desari. If you eat barley when it's hot barley, that could also cause it. Or mishiure kisa dehasna. If you leftovers from the special dish made out of fish with its brine with some flour. You have some eat left over from kisa dehasna, which says dag. Shetignu v'shum, when you roasted it in oil, hayotzimen, it comes out of the fish, imakemach, with flour. So eat some leftover of this, that causes you to have scurvy. My ovdelei, now, what did this matronisa, what did this lady doctor do for Rabbi Yechanan? Omar Rav Acha b'rei d'rova. May sar, she said, take some barley juice, v'shem and zayis, and olive oil, and melech and salt. That was the big refuah. Uma baravashi yomar, mashcha diavza, with some geese fat, the gatfa with his feather, diavza with the feather of the gatfa. That's what she told him, shmav to shmir it, to shmir this fat on your wound, on your gum, with the feather of the geese. Omra Abaya. No avdi kulu. I did all these type of remedies here. For let's say, did not heal my scurvy. The Omali Hittai, for a certain Arab, told me, I see kishaisa de zesa, take the pits of olives, the loimola tilsa, that was not a third grown yet, the olive was not a third grown yet, the kalnu, and the burn it, amora, and amora is like a spade, charata, a new one, and now vidovik bay, we start with the ashes, smear it on your gums. The dori avdei, is the dori avde, the dori, on your, or rush, the thing learned, the dori means on the teeth. Shmear this, ashes on your teeth. So avdi hochi, he did like this. This was Abaye, right. So he did like this, avdi hochi, this is it, then it became well. Okay, these are two different remedies to cure scurvy. So the question is, right? For Rabbi Yochanan, the question is, Hechi Yavid Hochi, how could it do like this? How could Rabbi Yochanan go to this lady doctor? So much it's not a question of being a lady. The question is, she was a goy. We had before on a Sultan Nefashas, he did not let her go to a goy to be cured. So how could he go to her? So we're in says, Hechi Yavid Hochi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Maka Shemachal Nolech HaShabbos, Eimas Arpoy Mehen. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, anytime you're sick enough that it's a sakonas nefashos, that on Shabbos it's permissible to do things to heal him, it's also to go to a guy, because we're afraid maybe the guy will treat you the wrong way and you'll die. So how could Rabbi Yochanan go to her? So first thing we're in says, Adam Choshev Shani. Rabbi Yochanan was not Adam Choshev, they knew him, he was close to the government, so that anybody would be afraid to have him killed. So therefore he wasn't afraid, maybe the guy will give him the wrong remedy, the wrong, treatments, because she's afraid. That's one answer. Trashi mustapoy machus alamitulei. They'll be afraid of the government to have him killed. So the rest of this true for Rabbi Avua. The Yodim Choshev Heve. Rabbi Avua was also an Yodim Choshev in the eyes of the Goyim. He was also close to the government. Still, for Romele Yaakov Minoi, when Rabbi Avua had something wrong with his foot, he had a wound on his foot, so he went to this doctor, our famous doctor Yaakov, the Min, the one that's Odik and Avoy the Zara. Yeah, he put on him Sama, so put medicine, Ashakya, on his thigh. Says Yaakov, the doctor, puts the medicine on his thigh. So what happened was, the lawyer of Ami Bravasi, but wasn't for the fact that Rabbi Bravasi came right away to the rescue, to Rabbi Hua, and the Lachakuhu, they licked off Lishkayim, as they washed off his thigh. They took off that medicine that this doctor, the Min, Yaakov, put on it, Paskil Ashakya. He would have had taken off his leg. So here you see that Yaakov wanted to have him killed, wanted to have his leg taken off. So even though he was Adam Choshev, Mashma the Goyim are still not afraid. They will still do things and be excused. It's a mistake. We didn't really mean it. So you have to be afraid. How could Rabbi Yochanan go to this Goya to be cured? So the answer is Rabbi Yochanan, Reifa Mum Chevi. The answer is she was a professional doctor. A professional, then we have the sort that said before, Le'mora Nafshayu. She's afraid to lose her license, right? She would not do something, treat you the wrong way, then she'll lose her position. Mm-hmm. So she's a mumcha, she's professional, and then it's permissible to go to even a goya, even a lady doctor. So that's the question. Rabbi Nami, right for mumcha. Rabbi Avu's case also, the Tiakov. He was a famous doctor. He was a special doctor. Sakam over here, we see even though he was a mumcha, still he tried to have him killed. Shani Bavua, the mukmi bay mina benafshayu. Minim are different. The goyim that are minim, they're odik and they're avoy dezara, they're worse. Like they hate the Jews even more, and by them we have to be afraid. They'll put upon themselves the pasuk of, like Shimshon said, Thomas nafshi in plishtim. I'll have myself killed with the plishtim as long as I could kill the plishtim. In other words, it's worth it for this min to have a Jew killed, even though it means he'll lose his license. Even though he'll lose his moron of shayu, it's worth it for them. See, if the doctor's a min, then it's still us. Even though he's a professional, a Jew has to stay away from him. But Rabbi Yochanan, she was a professional doctor, and she was not a min, even though she was a goya, therefore it was permissible for Rabbi Yochanan to be healed from her.
I think
yeah. And also, as I said before, there was no Jewish doctor. Mashman, no Jewish doctor knew how to cure this.
But that was the case of Rabbi Yochanan later, after he found out the remedy, he made a drosha. He told all the Jews what the remedy is. Much before this, nobody knew this remedy. Then Rabbi Yochanan went to this Goyisha Dato, because she was the only one that knew the remedy. But he wasn't afraid, because she was a mumcha. By a mumcha submissible, we're not afraid they'll treat us wrong. Omar Shmuel, hi pedoso sakanti. If you have this sickness called pedoso, whatever this is, you know it's a sakonis nefoshis. What does Rashi say here? Petsa no makas chervi. If you have a wound, an open wound, you got a wound from a sword. If you have an open wound, so it's bleeding, so it's a sakanta, it's a sakona, a doubt, a danger, maybe you'll die. Therefore, machalin ole as a Shabbos, not to be machal Shabbos for him. What's the remedy to stop the bleeding? So tachli b'cholof, put some tachlet crest b'cholin vinegar, and put that on the wound. That will stop the bleeding. You do that. Leyasuke garda, to let it start, to let the scab start growing. And now you stop the bleeding, but it's an open wound. How are you going to make the skin start to grow again? Diblo v'girda. That's what you should do. Put these two things together. Divla Rashi says, Garda Diva, Rashi Garda, what Lasuki. How do we get it to grow skin? So Garda Diva. Rashi says, Eitzev, a type of a grass, Shishmo Yavla. That's what you should use. The Girda Diasno, Rashigurid, Shashev, and Eisnoisa, Girda Im, Giras Eitzasne. Put the scrape this onto some bushes, thorn bushes. Yes. Inikro Mikolisa. To lawyer Rashi says, Shatanagolim Menakrim Biyashba. Take the worms that the chickens eat in the junkyard. Yeah, that's what you should use, these things. What is he saying?
Yeah, he says,
his worms.
The great root of Sinodon and the pairing of the bramble are worms from a dunghill.
Okay, now take these worms. Put these worms on the maka, and that will make the skin grow. Omar Rav. Omar Rav Safra. High invasor. If you have this invasor, Rashi is a babuas. If you have big blisters that looks like a grape, is parvanko de malacham de Musa. That's like the beginning of the malacham ovis. Rashi's claiming means to say mesuchenul hamis. When you have big blisters growing or popping up that looks like a grape, that's a danger. Yeah. Hi, Maya Susa. What's the remedy? Tigna bedusha. Soak it in honey. Rashi tigna bedusha esav anikurudia. Raw it is. And put that into honey. Oy kafso bitilaya. Rashi, another type of grass, mustamat laya, Rashi has yain chosek. Put into strong wine. That's what you should make. And drink this. Had hochiv ochiv in between. What should you do then? Maybe you die in between. It's in between. Light the invasor. Take a grape. Bas minoi that looks the same size as the blister that you have. Venigno niloi and scrape it on top of it. If it's a white blister, take a white grape. The yukmatol yukmatel. If it's a black blister, take a black grape. Amar Rava, hi simto. If you have the simto, nofoch haimid biyodim. Any type of something blowing up. Nofoch.
Abscess.
Yeah, growth. So parvanko di ashti. That's the beginning of getting a sickness, of getting fever. As are they choyle sheshmoy chama. If you get a big fever. Maya Susa, what's the remedy? Lamach Yoshisin, a eskatule, like snap your finger 60 times on it. For the Kurayo then cut it, Shasibera, make a crisscross cut on this growth. The Hanimil, when was this said? To Lechiv Ereshia, the tip not become white yet. Lechiv Ereshia, the tip became white, less Lambo, then this would not be a good remedy. Rashi says, Lechiv Ereshia is Bashal, Oitzia Lecha, here for us. If it's healing already, got a crisp, right. Got a pus, white pus on top, so then it's okay, then it's healing already, you do not need this special remedy. Another one says, if the picol, so as she says, pizza bath, his rectum, has cracked it. Yeah, they